morning on the wake-up call.
Stole a car, got in a bar fight, ate some goldfish, played naked frisbee.
You don't want to miss tomorrow's show.
Alrighty then.
Only on RJ 1200.
One of the great, seemingly impossible,
weird
stories of our time.
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Welcome to the show, Weird Story of the Week. Actually ended up happening to one of us.
You've been on the search for something, and you found it, but in a weird sort of a way.
I can't believe you've been laughing at me all day because of this. For years, and especially since my niece was born, I wanted to know what my exact time of birth was. My mom had a rough idea. She was like, after midnight, intense pain, that's all she remembered. Of course,
she was in labor.
So for years, I've been thinking, oh, you know, around 1 or 2 in the morning, I was born. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to phone the hospital where I was born. So I phoned up Mackenzie Hospital, talked to the lady in the records department, gave her my name and all that info. Mm-hmm. And so we kept missing each other on our phones. Yeah. So she left me a voicemail. And it was the weirdest voicemail. Kind of made me go, oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe she just said that. Take a listen to the voice message. Mackenzie Hospital left me when I asked for my time of birth.
You have one saved message. Kaljeet, this is Kathy Hamblin again from the Health Records Department in the Mackenzie District Hospital. Okay, your time of death. God, I'm sorry. Your time of birth. Let me see. You were born on March the 6th, and your hour was 0310. So that's 3:10 in the morning.
Did she just say that to your time?
Oh my God,
death?
I'm sitting in my car. My mom's inside the store shopping, and all I hear is time of death. I'm like, what?
Oh God. Give me a second.
Fast forward a few seconds later, I'm running down the aisle of the dairy department. Mom, guess what she just... So we sat around last night, just to give you an idea of what it's like in our house. Yeah. We thought it was so funny that we just could not stop playing the voicemail over and over again.
It's been...
Your time of death. I'm like, what? You have got to be kidding me. And she does a subtle apology. It's not like she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She's like, oh, oops, sorry.
So why are you so interested in getting...
Because everybody I know, especially here at this radio station, people always talk about getting their...
the astrological forecast chart.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I want to get one. Or somebody was doing numerology about a year ago. Mm-hmm. I want to... And they're like, they always ask you, what time were you born? And I'm like, I don't know. So I felt like a big goof all these years that I don't know my exact time of birth. And I figured, you know what? It's Mackenzie. They got to keep records.
Of course.
So it was 3:10 a.m. And now I'm like, okay, now where do I go get these little charts done? And I told my dad to go get it done. You know, they're gone away. And he said no. And he laughed at me some more. So if you guys, anybody out there knows now what I can, I don't know, it's some sort of a birth chart.
Birth chart, yeah.
Call us at 604-280-1200. Do you have one?
Of course I do.
Where did you get yours done?
Metrotown at a kiosk.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
You're kidding. Was it one of those you just kind of step on the weight machine and it tells you how much you weigh and what your birth chart thing is because you enter a bunch of stuff in?
It's actually a computer printout.
Are you kidding me?
No.
At a kiosk in Metrotown?
15 years ago. Yeah.
You're serious?
I'm serious.
Oh my God. I don't feel like such a loser anymore.